26. What to think during changeovers. 27. What to think before a match. 28. What to think the night before a match. 29. What to do when you're a set down. 30. What to do when you're a set up. 31. What to do when you have match point. 32. What to do after serving a double fault. Chapter 5. Mental Tactics. 33. Know thy opponent. 34. The match ends when it ends. 35. Prepare for success. 36. Keep a poker face. 37. Hide your weakness, exploit theirs. 38. He who gets the last ball in wins. 39. Be true to thyself. 40. He who hits first hits twice. 41. Be a fake to win. 42. Bring down the walls. 43. Learn from every match. 44. Acquire knowledge. 45. Know thy rules. 46. Build your chessboard. 47. Find the pattern. 48. Pawn checkmates king. 49. Build a base. 50. Don't dry up the well. 51. Mind over matter. 52. Only give presents on birthdays. 53. Have the heart of a lion. 54. Choose your weapon. 55. Perfection by imitation. 56. The four-leaf clover. 57. Humor for the brave. 58. Go where the party is at. 59. Baby steps for giants. 60. Thy second serve, may it serve you well. 61. No jam, just bread and butter. Chapter 1. Strategies against basic styles of play. Strategy number 1. How to beat the baseliner. Problem: a good baseliner is comfortable at the baseline and would prefer not to go to the net. For this reason, the best strategy would be to bring the baseliner to the net with defensive shots, where they will be in the worst situation and will probably get based or simply miss an easy volley. Solution: one of the best ways to defeat a baseliner is to bring them into the net by hitting any of these shots: a nice short slice, a drop shot, a short top spin, a short angle. If you hit a short slice, the baseliner will be tempted to come to the net, and if it's very short, he should be forced to leave the baseline and come forward to do a volley or overhead. If you hit a drop shot, you will definitely be able to bring your opponent into the net, as they will have no choice but to step inside the serving boxes at the net. If you hit with a short topspin shot, they won't be forced to come into the net, but will be in a very bad position on the court if they don't. You can take advantage of their bad positioning by simply hitting behind them. If you hit a short angle, they not only will be off the baseline, but also slightly out of the court, which would put them in a very bad position if they don't try to cover the court by coming into the net. If you have a good serve, serve and volley, or rush the net, simply to surprise them and get some free errors every once in a while. Strategy number 2. What to do against a net rusher. Problem: the net rusher is always ready to move forward, mostly on second serves, weak shots, and short balls. Their best shots are normally their volleys and overhead. They will rush the net after serving as well. They win most points by putting pressure at the net, which forces errors or bad decisions from opponents. Solution: the best solution is to simply keep the net rusher on the baseline by getting your first